have a sense that right here is where you belong. Right here in your own body, right here in the present moment. If there's anything in the present that feels constricting, see if you can breathe through it. Expand your mind around it. So that when you stay here, you don't feel stay here with a sense of confinement. Stay here with a sense of spaciousness, sense of strength. Because as we go through life, we want to have goodwill for ourselves and others, and it's easiest when there's a sense of strength inside. When you're not feeling good, when you're feeling oppressed, then it's very hard to think about other people being happy. And sometimes you wonder if it's possible for you to be happy. But if you actually work with the breath in the present moment, work with the way you perceive things in the present moment, you find that it is possible to have a sense of well-being right here. And you can maintain that. That becomes your strength. Then you look at other people and you see their suffering and you feel sorry for them. There's a sense of compassion that arises a lot more easily when you're not suffering. And when you know that your happiness doesn't depend on anybody else's harm. I mean, the people who are happy but don't have compassion, their happiness depends on somebody's harm, and so they try to hide that, justify it to themselves. But when your happiness is harmless, then it's a lot easier to see other beings and have actual compassion for them. So keep this in mind. It's for your own well-being. It's for the well-being of others that you create this sense of feeling at home here, feeling a sense of spacious ease, solidity, right here in the present moment. It's a goodness that gets spread all around.